Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
This is like hosting the Oscars or having a commercial on the Super Bowl. Kapow wanted to host this 6-part Bobby Wonder Lucy Wow mashup extraordinaire, but come on, people. This requires an auteur, a director, a writer, a director.
You said director twice.
So I did. I'm the whole package. The introducer, the whole package. Ooh, I said that twice, too.
Can I interest you in a cracker?
Oh, I do like crackers. You know, on Florp, we call them flappers. They're especially good with a pot of tea.
My name is Kapow, and the creature from the planet Florp eating a cracker is Grabstack. We're what you call sidekicks. Not the main show, not the center of attention. But we practically do all the work. Don't fact check that. The show is the long-awaited follow-up to the wildly popular Kapow and Grabstack Hour. Oh, it's not? Oh, I've been told that it isn't. Are we not? Oh, I thought the whole idea... Oh, no? Okay.
Oh, Kapow, you are in over your head. You've walked right into the deep end without your floaties on. Let me have that mic before you hurt yourself.
How much longer do you think this will go on, Bobby Wonder?
I guess about 4 hours, give or take.
As I was saying before I was distracted by a very tasty flapper, the show is about to begin. We're hot on the trail of a giant mechanical mole. I feel it's only fair to note that Lucy Wow made the mole, and Kapow, the mechanical pygmy goat, helped her, and if it wasn't for them, I'd be back home in my tiny tent reading scripts.
I wish you were back home in your tiny tent reading scripts.
Oh yeah? Keep talking, donkey goat, and there'll be no tin cans for you.
You're not the boss of me.
This is going really well. Thanks for coming over, Bobby Wonder.
Sure. We love helping you, Lucy Wow. It's always a hoot.
And you didn't even crash land into my barn. A real bonus. Although the hen coop will need some repair since you basically destroyed the whole thing upon impact. It's fine. They can stay in the barn until I get around to fixing the crash site.
Yeah, I really need to work on my landings. But there's so much to do when Mighty Mila is out and about. She keeps us pretty busy.
I know what you mean. So many things to do, so little time. It's a problem.
Who's this little striped creature standing in the barn?
That's Grabstack. You already met him. Also, I really need to work on your memory chip.
Hey, Grabstack! Want a tour around Lucy's barn?
You already gave me a tour around Lucy's barn 4 times, and you keep interrupting my introduction.
I do? Hey, how about some tunes? I can play music out of my butt.
Oh, I'm surrounded by amateurs.
So, tell me again what sort of problem you're dealing with. I bet I can help you fix it. If we work together, there's nothing we can't solve. Even a really hard math problem.
I made a giant mechanical mole, and it dug under the barn, and now it's heading for downtown Pflugerville. Its name is Alfalfa Ruby Funkel.
That seems a little harder than a math problem, but okay. I noticed a very big hole in your yard.
Alfalfa Ruby Funkel. Now that's a stage name.
Oh, She's still in range. I have this handy tracking device so I can tell when it's going to knock over a building.
Yeah, I don't think the mayor of Pflugerville would be very happy with us if buildings started falling over.
Say, you want to try out my new marshmallow gun? It's fast action.
Flarshmarflers, I love Flarshmarflers.
He's kind of an odd duck.
I know, right? Isn't it great?
Can you load that thing with nuts and bolts?
Out of the way, donkey goat! Hit me with your best shot, Lucy!
Wow, those chickens can eat marshmallows fast.
Back! Back, you beasts! These Flarshmarflers aren't for you!
You're up, Kapow! Ready?
Ready for what? Oh, tasty!
Show off!
The Flarshmarfler gun is really fun and all, but shouldn't we be chasing after a giant mechanical mole?
Oh, party pooper. Come on, hit me again.
You're right, what was I thinking? Oh, come on, sidekicks. Let's get this show on the road.
Where are we going?
Don't mind them. They're very forgetful. And they faint sometimes. Just give them a sec.
I have a bad feeling about this little adventure we're going on. I'm half tempted to call my union representative and ask for hazard pay.
I have this cool headlamp, so we'll be able to see where we're going down there.
Oh, I've got one too. I use it when I'm digging inside a big machine trying to fix it. It can be very dark inside a machine. Hey, Kapow, wake up!
Huh? Yeah, welcome to the show.
Oh my, this is gonna be a long day. Put me in my pouch, I got some writing to do.
That's a great idea, Grabstack. Maybe our underground adventure will be a bestseller.
A bestseller? Ooh, it could happen. And I already have the title, Grabstack Saves the Day. Oh, it's perfect.
And we're off.
Like a parka in a heat wave.
It really is a big hole.
Did I dig this? Gosh, I'm so sorry.
Nope. It was my giant mechanical mole. Time to use the rope inside of one of your legs, Kapow.
I fell over again.
Oh, this is just embarrassing for all sidekicks. I know the feeling, Kapow. I recently had my elbow fall off.
Rope securely staked to the yard. Kapow put back together. Down we go!
Go, kid, go!
Hey, that can be our team motto! I like it.
Ooh, that is a good motto. Go, kid, go! And it's kind of fun to say.
Go, kid, go!
Alfalfa Ruby Funko is long gone. This is more serious than I thought.
Yeah, this tunnel goes on forever. I hope there aren't any other creatures down here. Wait, ignore that. Ignore what I just said.
Other creatures? No one told me there might be other creatures.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Grabstack gets a little nervous when there might be underground monsters around.
Not helping!
Don't worry, Grabstack. I'll protect you. I'm made out of hammers and wrenches and all sorts of stuff I can use to shield you from disaster.
Give me one of those hammers!
Hang on, Lucy Wow and Kapow. I need a little one-on-one time with my best good buddy, Grabstack.
I've got the perfect bromance music for that.
Remember what you said to me on the day we met?
Brush your teeth and always floss?
No, not that.
Your handkerchief is too small, it's a scrap of lawn?
I don't even own a handkerchief.
Bum fuzzle?
No, not that. You said we don't get to choose the challenges we face, but we do have each other, and that's enough. Come on, Grabstack. We were made for this, and Lucy needs our help. Plus, let's be honest, how dangerous could a mechanical mole named Alfalfa Ruby Funkle even be?
You were saying?
Well, I'm going, and you're attached to my belt, so you're coming along. I can't go alone.
You're right, Bobby. As long as we stick together, we'll be okay. And I hereby promise to be brave and loyal in the face of danger.
Ready to roll.
Great. Where are we going?
On an underground adventure, remember?
Nope, but it sounds fun. As long as we don't end up in the Pflugerville Sea, I'm good to go. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but I can't swim.
Okay, everyone, stay close together. According to my tracking device, Alfalfa Ruby Funk is about 100 yards that-a-way.
Are we allowed to eat the tunnel?
No, Cabal.
I won't eat the whole thing. Just a part of this wall over here.
That wasn't too far away. We're getting closer. Everyone, stay alert.
Well, this is a fine how do you do. I woke up this morning with all sorts of plans I'm not gonna get to. Voice lessons, a table read, waffles, and now look at me, trudging down a tunnel under Pflugerville searching for a mechanical monster while Kapow eats the walls. Oh, what we need is a break for tea and crackers. Although Bobby is right, this could make for a very good novel. Pay attention, Grabstack. There could be solid gold in this adventure.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Several things happened while you were gone. I ate part of the wall, Grabstack ate a cracker, and I also ate two sticks and a rock. More importantly, it appears Alfalfa Ruby Funkle is digging all over the place. We've encountered the end of the tunnel and a big cavern, and now there are about 10 tunnels going off in different directions. Let's get back to the action and see what Lucy Wow and Bobby Wonder are going to do.
Look at all these weird tubes. There must be miles of them snaking all around in this underground cavern. I wonder what they're for.
And something is traveling through those tubes. Maybe it's part of the Pflugerville swimming pool filling system.
Ooh, now that sounds like fun. They're like tiny water slides built for someone just my size. How do I get in there?
Wait a second. That's not water flowing through these tubes. It's air. It's some sort of air-powered delivery system. Very curious.
I could ram one of them with my head if you want. Pygmy goats are good at ramming into things. Not everyone knows that.
Let's stay focused on the business at hand. Alfalfa Ruby Funkle is nearby. I think I might have some bad news.
Oh, dash it all, what now?
I just found Alfalfa Ruby Funkle's tracking device. She could be anywhere.
I think she went that way.
No, she went that way.
I think she went that way. Or that way. Actually, I think she went that way. Let's be honest, I have no idea.
Well, this is just great. No one agrees which tunnel she went down.
Alfalfa Ruby Funkle's voice must be echoing down all the passageways. You know, this would make a fantastic venue for a theater in the round. The acoustics are out of this world. Someone call my booking manager.
I figured it out. She went that way.
Yeah, I think we know, Kapow. Alfalfa just ran right past us.
That thing is really big. Like, as big as a house big.
I might have overdone it a little bit on this one. Sorry about that.
No problem. I'm sure her roar is bigger than her bite.
Or her bite could be bigger than her roar. Oh, this is just perfect. If that thing sneaks up behind me, I'm gonna jump right out of my socks.
Yeah, do that.
Everyone focus and stick together. And keep your socks on. To the tunnel!
Small detail, Lucy Wow. You do know how to get out of here, right?
Actually, my sense of direction isn't that great. I tend to get lost walking from one end of my barn to the other.
I have a fantastic sense of direction. Wait, where are we again?
Well, this is going just swimmingly.
Can I eat one of your socks?
Everyone, quiet down. I think Alfalfa Ruby Funkle might be right around the corner. Nobody move. We might startle her.
No, I knew I should have stayed in bed this morning.
It's okay, Alfalfa. It's just me, Lucy Wow. And I brought some friends with me. Ooh, do you want a marshmallow?
Oh, I want a flarshmarfler.
Uh-oh! The ceiling caved in behind us. I think we might be trapped in a pretty small space with a very large mechanical mole.
What do we do now?
What a fun time we're having on the show! We're not even in Pflugerville anymore. We're under Pflugerville. It's all very exciting. But what are we going to do now that we're trapped in a small space with a giant mechanical mole?
I may never put on another play again. This is a disaster.
I could probably eat my way out of here, but it would take about 2 weeks. I'm sure something will happen to get us out of this pickle in episode two.
Do all pygmy goats have such a sunny disposition, or is it just you? Oh, you know what I wish I had? A double-breasted waistcoat. There's a little spot for a carnation in the buttonhole. It's a classic. Oh, and if you like Lucy Wow, she has her own show. Just search for Lucy Wow or Go Kid Go and you'll find your way. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and review and be sure and tell your friends.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.